From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a setback for Israel in the UN Security Council. The United States gave its biggest rebuke in recent history to its longstanding ally, allowing the Security Council to condemn Israel's settlements and continuing construction in Palestinian territory as a flagrant violation of international law. Instead of casting a veto to support Israel, as it has done in the past, the United States abstained. The Council approved the resolution by a 14-0 vote, with U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power abstaining. That's a move that was greeted with loud applause in the packed Security Council chamber. The resolution says Israel's settlements on Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem, have no legal validity, that is. It demands a halt to all Israeli settlement activities, saying it is essential for salvaging the two-state solution. Italian officials say Anis Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out a deadly attack on a Christmas market in Berlin Monday, has been shot and killed by police at a train station in Milan. Amri was reportedly asked to show identification and then shot a police officer. He was shot and killed in an ensuing gun battle. Paolo Gentiloni is the Italian prime minister. He said he informed German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the operation, telling her that during the operation, Anis Amri had been killed. He added, "I think that what happened at Sesto San Giovanni shows how important it was to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate between different security and armed forces." The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says that he has received a very nice letter from Russian President Vladimir Putin. The letter notes that serious global, that is, and regional challenges show that relations between Russia and the U.S. remain an important factor in ensuring stability and security in the modern world. The letter was sent as part of a text to Donald Trump. The text was an attachment to a statement from Trump's transition team on Friday. On Thursday, Trump had said the U.S. should increase its nuclear arsenal until the rest of the world came to its senses about nukes. On Friday morning, MSNBC Network reported that Trump told them, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pass and outlast them all." Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, told reporters Friday in his annual year-ending news conference that he sees nothing unusual in Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting that the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. Two men who had hijacked a Libyan airliner have surrendered to officials in Malta and released all of the hostages on board. Malta's Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, says the hijackers released the last remaining crew members before being taken into custody. The hijackers had previously released two waves of hostages, beginning with the women and children on board the plane. Police said they found a grenade and two handguns on the plane, though Muscat later tweeted saying that the weapons had been actually replicas. Police in Australia say they prevented, that is, a terror attack planned for the city of Melbourne on Christmas Day. We get the details from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
The suspects were arrested at properties in suburban Melbourne in the Australian state of Victoria. Police have said the alleged plot was inspired by the Islamic State militant group. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews described the conspiracy as an act of evil, while investigators said they'd seized the makings of an improvised explosive device. The arrests follow a long investigation by Victoria Police, the Australian Federal Police, and the security agencies. Security will be increased at prominent locations around Melbourne, including the Boxing Day cricket test between Australia and Pakistan, which will attract a crowd of around 100,000 people. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.